It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We're at Stearns Lake in Lafayette and Broomfield. It's a reservoir. You can see the dam there at the end. It's definitely a good place to come for all sorts of good bird watching. First bird is a red-winged blackbird sitting in the marsh on a cattail. The sound of the red-winged blackbird's conchorie is one of the first signs of spring for me. There are a lot of geese on the lake, several hundred of them.
So we've come to look for early nesting raptors. We'll see what we can find. Some of our earliest nesting birds are great horned owls and bald eagles.
This is a great place to see bald eagles. The open space sends out monitors to keep track of these eagles. And the monitor says that this is the very earliest this bald eagle has been incubating eggs since it began keeping records.
It's about a half mile from the parking lot to get to where we can observe the eagles safely to make sure that the eagles aren't being disturbed by our presence.
You get some nice crunchy ice underfoot. There's a prairie dog field right next to us, provides the eagles a nice tasty meal. And also, we love to see the prairie dogs throw up their paws in the air and emit one of their calls. They have a whole bunch of different calls denoting different types of danger. It can give a special call for just a man in a red hat or a woman in a blue coat. Bald eagles will take prairie dogs, but they're preferred prey would be fish, and of course there are a lot of fish out here in Stearns Lake. I was here last week, and to begin with, it was just the incubating female, and then the male flew in with a fish to feed her.
We're about 400 meters or 400 yards from the nest.
They have bright yellow signs all around saying designated eagle viewing location.
We're right at the edge of the recommended buffer by the Fish and Wildlife Service of about 600 feet from the nest. Fish and Wildlife Service in recent years has shown that the eagles can deal with disturbance up to about 660 feet from their nest.
And the nest is huge.
Yeah, there's an eagle there. I'll get the scope out on it.
Eagles require very sturdy, tall trees, and they have the nest at the very top of the sturdiest-looking cottonwood around. They keep adding sticks to it year after year, and this one actually looks like a two-story nest because there's an older nest down lower and then the upper nest, but I don't see any eagles on it. Do you, Scott?
So I'm adjusting the scope all the way up to 60 power, 60 times your normal eyesight. Eagles are thought to have eyesight equivalent and sharpness to us using a pair of 7 to 10 binoculars. Most birds of prey hunting, it takes 8 to 10 tries for them to successfully capture prey. Eagles, they can see very great distances. They need to be able to see very small prey in order to hunt successfully.
Well, I'm very cautiously moving over to look in the scope. She's sort of hunkered down in the nest right now.
She's slightly obscured by some branches that they've brought in to reinforce the nest.
Oh, yes, I see the head of the incubating female now sticking up above the nest. The eggs have been laid, and the female is sitting on them to keep them warm and incubate them. When do they hatch, Scott?
It'll take at least 30 days to hatch, probably April or so when they will emerge.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.